You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The high temperatures exposed in the report from the World Meteorological Organization also pose significant risks for our native wildlife, particularly our shorebirds, fish, and alpine birds. As we see a change in the needs of our native species, many of which are already endangered, the response from the Department of Conservation must also change. To discuss what DOC is doing as climate change continues to impact conservation efforts, I spoke to Principal Science Advisor with the Department of Conservation, Drew Bingham. The thing we're talking about today is this new report about last year being the second or third hottest year on record. Pretty big deal for the environment, for climate change, but also in New Zealand, right, for our native species. What do temperatures do to our native species, to our wildlife and to our environment?
Yeah, so warmer temperatures, they can really impact our species a few different ways. So the temperatures themselves can stress out the animals and our plants as well. And, the same way that we get hot and don't like heat waves, animals can have the same thing happen to them. But over the long term, those warmer temperatures and changes in rainfall can also shift around where the plants and animals live, as so much larger changes as well.
And a lot of people, when they think about increasing temperatures, will think about rising ocean temperatures, because that's one of the big things that get discussed. Is that one of the key factors here? And are there other rising temperature concerns as well outside of the water?
Yeah, so the rising temperatures are one of the big things that are causing sea level rise. So they're melting, the glaciers and the ice in the Antarctic and the Arctic, and just warmer water takes up more space. And so that's a really big contributor to sea level rise. And that's obviously going to have really big impacts on animals that live along the shorelines and that are exposed to, bigger storm waves and those sorts of things, especially our some of the seabirds that live right at sea level and have their nests right there.
And so if we're thinking about DOC's work with all of these native animals, many of whom will be endangered, and we're thinking about conservation as these animals' behaviours change and adapt to these new circumstances, how too does DOC's behaviour change and adapt to continue to meet the needs of these animals?
Yeah, so on the one hand, I guess our work doesn't change. One of our big focuses right now is on supporting our species through controlling predators and pests. Sorry, I'll do that again for you. So in some ways, our work doesn't change that much. One of our big focuses has always been on controlling predators and... sorry.
That's all good. Take all the time you need.
Okay. So in some ways, our work doesn't change that much. One of the things we've been doing for a while is doing work to control predators and pests to help our native species. And taking the pressure off from those other stresses helps those species deal with the stresses from climate change. So the more pressure we can take off from those other sources, the better they'll be able to deal with the increasing extreme weather events that they're going to face now and in the future. But we're also doing work right now to understand how climate change is going to change the risk for the species and ecosystems into the future. We know we're just in the opening act of climate change right now, and so understanding those risks and how they're going to change is really key for us to be able to start planning how we can protect them going forward.
And it's quite worrying, right? With climate change, the impacts continuing and getting worse as well. The second or third hottest year on record, these are risks that aren't going away. They're just getting worse. And thinking about our native species, many of them are already struggling. How real is the risk to some of our native species in Aotearoa from climate change as these effects worsen?
Oh yeah, it's absolutely really concerning for us. We're already seeing impacts from extreme weather events on our native species. We had a heat wave in 2022-23 that summer, where we had temperatures over 40 degrees in the South Island in the Canterbury Braided Rivers, where the black-fronted terns live. We were actually doing a project to see if putting shelters out there for the chicks to take shelter in from those extreme temperatures would help as a way, as something we can do to help protect them and to help them deal with climate change. But we've seen other impacts too around around the Motu. We've seen Hoiho, the penguins down by Dunedin, who when we have marine heat waves, they have a really hard time finding their preferred food, and so that can affect how their survival. And we've seen extreme storms impacting birds like Tari Iti, or Fio, which are these ducks that live on the river. And for example, like Cyclone Gabrielle, when that came through and it caused all that flooding, it was really devastating for some of the Fio that live on the rivers up in Hawke's Bay and Tarafiti.
And so now, I mean, you've mentioned it a little bit here and there, but if we're moving into the future and developing a conservation policy, a broader conservation policy that is working for our species in a world that is being affected constantly by climate change, what does that policy look like and how does it differ from what DOC's doing right now?
Yeah, so at DOC, we have a Climate Change Adaptation Action Plan. We've had it since 2019, and we've really been accelerating work on it over the last few years. And that plan will help us understand what the risks to the species are and ecosystems are. And we've already really gotten stuck into that work, and we're beginning now we're starting to understand those risks to be able to start building the planning for how we deal with those risks into the future. And what we do see is, you know, risks really accelerating, especially after 2050. And that sounds like a long way off, but it isn't really, especially when we're planning for protecting our native species. And so things like understanding how their habitat is going to change now and into the future is really important so that we can understand where they might shift to in the future and make sure that those types of habitats are available and they're preserved for them then.
And it sounds like DOC's got, you guys have a lot of work cut out for you. And I can imagine that this will take a lot of effort on your part and also a lot of support. What kinds of things could DOC be asking of from individuals, from communities, from the government to help get this plan through in the future?
Well, getting ready for climate change is one of those things where every little bit helps, and actively giving back to nature and every bit of naturing helps. And so even things like, joining a local trapping network or your local conservation group can help, because anything we can do to strengthen the species right now and our native plants and animals, anything we do to strengthen them now just helps them have that resilience for when that, you know, heat wave comes through or the drought or the next big storm.
That was Principal Science Advisor with the Department of Conservation, Drew Bingham, speaking to me about how conservation efforts change as global temperatures increase due to climate change.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.